What's happening? Welcome in, Jay Martin and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors in Nashville. Glad to be with you. Blessed to be here for the next 4 hours to talk sports, life, whatever the heck we want. 11-year NFL veteran, Vol for Life, Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer. I'm Jason Martin at Ramon Foster, at Schaefer on Sports, at J-Mart Radio, at J-Mart and Ramon. Loaded show today. Nate Washington, Robert Mays, Rhett Bryan, Inky Johnson. Whew. I don't know that you need more, but we told you. Last week was last week. Mm-hmm. This week's a different animal.
Come on now. Last week we had a ball, didn't we?
Yeah. And we're going to have a ball this week, too. But it...
Hey.
Yeah, we did have a ball out. I won't minimize last week because I had a grand old time.
It was a blast. It was the Grand Ole Opry last week.
People actually thought we were logging off last week.
There were a few people thought we were.
I'm logging off of my life right now.
We've been listening to you yesterday at about 9:55. I thought we were logging off too.
I wish you could play the drop.
Nope.
That is in the J. Martin Ramon After Dark file.
You will hear that on our final show in our final segment.
That is in the top secret double probation file.
I did play it for my wife though. And she just stopped. She like dropped the spoon. And she was just kind of like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah." It wasn't intentional.
It was not. I ain't that lawless now, but what they call that, some people say everything is content, everything is a show, or that's radio gold. Well,
I beg to differ. Yeah, just watch out for your decor.
That was serious gold right there.
Hey, Peter, watch out for your
decor.
Can
we have some decorum, please?
I was close.
I saw at the bottom of the ticker on ESPN about 5 minutes ago, Titans hope to have Derrick Henry back. Hope my ass. Hope. It's not like the Bengals aren't preparing that he's going to be there. No. They know he's going to play.
So there's this. I text a buddy of mine yesterday. I had to ask him about a song they play in their stadium. I was hearing they play the, you know, the 3HL play and Ron play the Car Ain't Got No Roof song. So I had to text my buddy. I was like, I've never heard y'all play that before. He's like, do y'all play? He's like, no. You know what his next question to me was? Is Derrick Henry playing? I was like, is water wet? Like, is Trey Hendrickson playing? He was like, well, yeah. I'm like, that's the type of week this is. We can play around if we want to, but y'all know what you're getting yourselves into, and so do the Titans.
Yeah. Look, it's all hands on deck. If he's out there practicing in pads on Tuesday, he will be wearing pads on Saturday.
He out there just banging my guy, Tuzar Skipper, too, man. You remember we met Tuzar. Yeah. I'm like, Tuzar ain't a small guy.
No.
And Derek, he's out there banging with Derek and stuff, so... That tea leaves is right. Read the tea leaves. That ain't even reading it.
No, it's this is light work, man. So Schaefer mentioned a topic that I actually want to do today that a friend of his had kind of just like brought up in passing.
Hold up, you got friends outside of us?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened.
No, the hell is this?
In short, it was what active quarterbacks are going to win a Super Bowl before their career ends.
Ooh,
I like it. And we're going to steal it and do it.
Man.
Not right now.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe next segment we'll start.
Some ones that I thought would have had one by now and don't either.
Scout meeting Wednesday, boys.
It is.
Yep.
I feel like we need the horns this week for that because I'm going to be real. I dug deep on this one, Pauls. I went into the depths on this one, man. It should be real good because you know what my heart is with Cincinnati.
Yeah, you hate them.
And I just I was breaking this down like I was freaking a scout or something, man. It should be. I'm excited for this game.
Here's the deal. Yesterday you used the boat race word. Then you sort of explained your boat race, and it's not the same boat race. It's not the regatta I'm used to.
You got the regatta.
The score, I've already got my score in mind. I don't think it's going to change.
I admire mine, too.
And Schaefer mentioned his to me yesterday. I was like, I think we're probably on similar pages.
All of us? Or you and him?
I'm thinking, I don't even care. Like, I don't care. We don't need to wait. We just get everybody psyched up. I got Titans 31-20. I think it's somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. Know what I had? I'm going to write it down, too, so I don't forget. 33-17.
Okay. I mean, that's not You know, that's five more points. That's not That's not out of the realm of possibility. And I think Schaefer was a little closer than both of us.
Yeah, 27-21.
Because Danny in the Borough is on fire already. Talking about some scout your scouting, Mo.
I'll tell you this, Danny. Monday, if it goes your way, I don't even want to deal with what's going to happen there.
Have at it, man.
you'll be all you, buddy.
Saturday night, honestly, you get a chance to get this over with. Oh, well, Monday's the show, but still, scout my scouting.
I know some people, and you mentioned boat race, but then you're like, okay, not blow out like 47-7 or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if it's that kind of game, just because it's playoff football.
Divisional.
Well, not divisional, but. Well, divisional round.
Divisional round is what I'm. I should have finished my words or my sentence. Only thing that gets me with sense is their youth a little bit on offense. And that OL does bother me a little bit with Cincinnati.
I just find it hard to believe they won't be able to score some points.
And we'll get into that for real. I went through the numbers, and it's one factor that goes into their scoring big time. Well, it's a couple, but one in particular that's I'm like, okay, yeah, I see what the trend is on your losses. They legitimately have a trend on losses.
But a lot of people are saying, and, you know, take it for what it's worth, it doesn't matter. But people are saying that what happens in Arrowhead Sunday is the de facto AFC championship game. I heard that from multiple people yesterday. They're just disregarding Tennessee, Cincinnati.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, real?
Oh, wow.
And there's the whole, they're upset that's not the AFC title game.
Oh.
Because these teams shouldn't have to meet until that point in time when they get the rest out of the way.
Hey. Should have did better during the regular season, partner.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, maybe don't lose to the number one seed. Both of them.
Yeah, tell it to somebody who cares, partner. Yeah. And I get it. Heck, I think every round this year is going to be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, say what they want to about the Titans or, you know, anybody on this side, even Cincinnati for that matter. Like, you got to give it up to the teams. I had a conversation with a group of buddies of mine yesterday, and we were just talking about the idea that, you know, he was like, he didn't know if the Titans were real. I was like, dog, you ain't got to believe that they're real. I was like, is there another team that could have been into this? I'm like, yeah, maybe the Chargers, but maybe they would have been out also. And the idea that I truly believe the teams that are in it right now, and the seeding shows that, they deserve to be in this playoff run right now, the divisional round. These eight teams deserve to be there. And it's not one of those, hey, you did a good job. It's like, who was actually better? Who can you put in now in this division? Baltimore don't have it, and they was everybody darlings. And Jay, here are your flowers. You call that from day one. Baltimore will not make the playoffs.
People looked at me like I was nuts.
Because why?
Well, MVP? Because they had been, and because of Lamar and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of different reasons, and one of them was I just didn't think they were going to be healthy. And then all of a sudden you see their running backs start dropping. But I was more concerned about Lamar's health, and it ended up being an issue.
Yeah.
I was worried about Lamar's health and Lamar's offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say fans and people I know that are real close to the organization looking at that coordinator like, what the heck are you even into now? Like, Greg, you got the keys to the ship, and you got one of the youngest, if not the youngest, league MVP. Like, do something with them. Figure it out. You're supposed to be the genius. Heck, PFF put you top 10 coordinators, and you dropped the ball this year? Now, again, well, Mo, they had all the injuries, and, man, look, who could have overcame that? Look what Pittsburgh had, and they made it. They swept you.
After this season with the Titans, I don't want to hear a single team ever use the injury argument ever again.
Thank you.
Can't do it.
That's where I'm at. That's either they're like, look, you're winning because of your personnel, or you simply just can't coach. I ain't going to say you can't coach, but you got some strong deficiencies with what Vrabel and this cast down here has done with, what, 91 guys? Like, and again, a downtrodden Pittsburgh team made the playoffs.
You will say the key factor, though, is with all the guys that did get hurt for Tennessee, at least the quarterback stayed upright all regular season. Now, if he had gone down, we would not be having this talk. You can say whatever you want, but there's no way Logan Woodside's got this team at 12-5.
Yeah, ask the Saints about that, because the Saints would have been in the playoffs with a starting quarterback.
Because they had a championship-level defense.
Saints?
Yeah,
I give that to them. and they get they got Tom. They got a few people this year as far as good teams. I think that's what Washington's missing also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Washington football team. They're missing that too. Quarterback is the deciding factor.
Important. Yeah. It is definitely sort of important. Yeah, the best version of the playoffs would have probably had the Chargers in it. And the most entertaining, like from an outside perspective, like let's say you're an NFC fan.
Yeah.
What AFC playoffs would you have wanted to see? You probably would have wanted to see one where the Chargers were in it.
Again.
And where the Colts, and probably where the Colts were in it.
You know that's curse words around
here. I know. I'm not saying Titans fans. Yeah. Although if you got a chance to beat them three times in a year and pulled it off, you'd be glad they were there because that'd be something you'd be able to lord over them pretty much forever.
That's the Colts.
In their situations, they don't have a quarterback either.
No, they do not.
So, but I like these teams that are in it right now. Like I said, I for real feel like, okay, these teams have earned it. And I had a buddy of mine just trying to bash the seeding of it. And I'm just like, there's not much you can really push back on the fact that, look,
the seeding.
Just bashing the teams.
I was saying about Titans being one. And
And I'm thinking like
it's a record. It's not like it was decided in a room by a committee like college football. It's who had the best record.
Yeah, this wasn't a lottery. They earned it,
and that's why I had to tell him. I was like, "Well, look who the Titans beat." I was like, "As much as you want to go against it, don't." I was like, "The thing is with them, it just don't look good. It ain't sexy to you." You don't really like their quarterback, and this is a friend of mine. You don't really like their quarterback. They continue to run the ball the way nobody else has and kept a sense of stability. I was like, and they continue to win when Derrick Henry was out. I was like, you can't fault them for beating the people that they needed to beat and getting the number one overall seed.
And you wake up to violence, Aaron Schatz.
Football
Outsiders, the pieces at ESPN. The NFL's worst number one seed since 83. The Titans make the list, but there are reasons for optimism. Shut your face. Shut your face.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
What's his name? Aaron.
In fact, the Titans do not just have the lowest regular season DVOA for any number one seed. They even have a lower DVOA than any number two seed. Three teams have earned number two seeds with negative DVOA for the season. The 2005 Bears, the 2004 Falcons, the 2000 Vikings. Each of those teams slightly ahead of the 2021 Titans. Good Lord, man. Like I said, I love the DVOA stat, but there's a giant glaring problem when it does not take into consideration health.
Yeah.
That's insanity. Your stat is flawed if it doesn't include 91 dudes suiting up for one team. The MVP candidate being down for 2.5 months. AJ being out for over a month's worth of time this year. Julio being like all of that. None of that gets factored in. And you're just like, well, the numbers say they're the worst number one seed ever. Well, your numbers are flawed entirely. 615-737-1045. 615-737-1045. Somebody's asked me where I got that from. ESPN.com. Article of shots they just published. At ESPN.com.
It's fresh on hot off the press.
We'll come back. We're going to scout the Cincinnati Bengals offense. You will not
want offense first or defense?
Well, usually we do offense first.
Do we?
Yeah.
Let's do defense first this time.
Okay. Last time you did that, we came back and you flipped and did offense.
I know because I want to save the offense for like, okay, I want people to hear it. Like all of this.
Are they not going to hear the defense?
They're going to hear the now. Defense. Just this offense is pretty, pretty. There's a lot of deciding.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Which
milk
one you want to do? We can do offense.
Or you just want to do the quarterback topic and do scout meeting a little later?
I'm just enjoying you just spinning. You know what? How about we do it this hour and then do it again the next hour and then do it again the next hour and do it again the next hour?
How about we do offense at 7? We can do the quarterback topic when we come back. And we can scout at 7.
I hate all of you today.
I hate it here.
Man, it's 6:15, guys.
It sucks.
I'm not here for this.
Okay. It's whatever you tell me to do after the break, okay?
There's a radio show and things will be said, maybe, when we come back. J. Martin DeMone, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back. J. Martin DeMone, 104.5 The Zone with Chris Stapleton this morning.
Should we go all Chris Stapleton today?
I'm down for it.
I'm with it.
All right, let's do it.
I'm with it.
Just make sure you can get Traveler in there and Outlaw State of Mind in there somewhere.
When you play Tennessee Whiskey, let
don't,
it
tell me, don't tell me what to do.
I'll tell you exactly what you'll play.
I'm not going to do it.
Yes, Shave.
No.
Do you want me to read this piece from Aaron Schatz?
You can go ahead.
Well, I mean,
I would like for you to.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I want all Titans fans to make sure you're not in a motorized vehicle where you have the wheel.
Don't be around sharp objects either.
A little bit of length to this. But I'm going to read through it. I know.
Phrasing?
Moan. This dagnabbit crap.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
The piece is entitled ESPN Plus, the NFL's worst number one seed since 1983. The Titans make the list, but there are reasons for optimism. It's Aaron Schatz, so it's a Football Outsiders piece. Of course, they and Pro Football Focus both kind of work in concert with ESPN from time to time. That. And Schatz used to be employed by ESPN because he used to be on TV on a day-to-day basis, as a matter of fact. Tennessee Titans had some impressive wins this season. They beat their division rivals in Indy twice. They beat the L.A. Rams handily. They beat the Bills when the Bills were considered the favorite to win the AFC, and they clobbered the Kansas City Chiefs by a final score of 27-3. Titans also had some very unimpressive losses this season. They lost to the Jets and Texans, two teams that each finished 4-13. They lost to New England by 23 and to Arizona by 25. As a result of those losses and a number of very close wins, advanced metrics are down on the Titans going into this year's playoffs. No advanced metric is more down on the Titans than our DVOA ratings. The Titans will go into the playoffs with the worst regular season DVOA rating ever for a number one seed. They are the first team to get a number one seed with a below average total DVOA based on play-by-play breakdown currently going back to 1983. In fact, Titans do not have the lowest regular season DVOA for any number one seed alone. They even have a lower DVOA than any number two seed. No team has ever won the Super Bowl after putting up a negative DVOA during the regular season. Only two teams have even made it to the Super Bowl after a negative regular season, the 2003 Panthers and the 2008 Cardinals. For the Titans to win the Super Bowl would be an unprecedented achievement. That right there, I want to stop for a second and just say, mark that sentence down. For the Titans to win the Super Bowl would be an unprecedented achievement.
Wow.
Remember I told you, if the Titans win, change the Football Outsiders banner to two-tone blue because they've broken the analytics.
Yep.
They've broken the numbers. DVOA is not the only advanced metric that has the Titans very low for a number one seed. ESPN's FPI, the all-powerful Football Power Index, entered the playoffs with Tennessee ranked 13th, just 1.6 points better than an average NFL team. This is by far the lowest rating for a number one seed in FPI, which goes back to 2008. Previously, the worst number one seed had been the 2010 Falcons, who rated as 4.1 points above an average team. Now it gets nerdy. In Pythagorean winning percentage, based solely on points scored and allowed,
what are we talking about?
Only one other number one seed since 1983 comes out lower than the 21 Titans. The Titans project with 10.3 Pythagorean wins, a 603 winning percentage. The 85 Raiders, the only number one seed to finish lower, they projected with 9.3, a 584 winning percentage. The 86 Browns and 2015 Broncos also have fewer Pythagorean wins than the Titans, but a higher projected winning percentage because they played 16-game seasons. And now we get past the nerdy stuff to the stuff that's actually more interesting. Reasons for optimism. There are a couple of reasons for Titans fans to have optimism despite the poor regular season metrics. First is the value of the bye week. It truly matters. The Titans get a week of rest while every other team in the AFC had to play. You may notice that only one of the 10 teams listed on the table above, I won't read the table to you, lost in the divisional round. They're bye week guys. We estimate that the bye week improves the number one seed's chances to win in the divisional round by 9%, separate from the value of home field advantage. Second, the Titans got a very favorable draw. Cincinnati, their first opponent, is by far the lowest of the other three remaining AFC teams, according to advanced metrics. Bengals finished the year 17th in DVOA, compared to 2nd for Buffalo and 7th for Kansas City. Difference even more stark in ESPN's FPI, with Buffalo and Kansas City finishing the season 1st and 3rd, and Cincinnati 15th, two spots below the Titans. The Bills and Chiefs will now face off in a battle of heavyweights, while the rested Titans get the weaker, but still dangerous Bengals. The other reason for Titans fans to have optimism is the importance of the words regular season when we say that the Titans had the worst regular season rating ever for a number one seed. The Titans won the AFC South and the number one seed this year despite a lot of injuries. They lost Derrick Henry for half the season. They played a number of games without either of their top two receivers, veterans AJ and Julio. They've had a number of offensive line and defensive injuries as well. The Titans will be a lot healthier in the playoffs than they were in most of their losses this season. Now's where you're going to see red. Now, the Titans' injury issues this year may be a bit overstated. You've probably seen by now the stat that the Titans used 91 different active players this season, more than any other team in the NFL. That's true, but it's not all because of injuries. General manager John Robinson is very aggressive, swapping bottom-of-the-roster players for specific matchup reasons, and not all injuries are created equal. There are injuries to important players and injuries to replacement players. According to weighted approximate value lost to injuries in the 2021 season, tracked by the site Man Games Lost, the Titans ranked only 18th in the impact of their injuries this year. A number of other playoff teams saw a higher impact from injuries, including fellow division champions Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and Dallas. Can we try to approximate how good the Titans would have been this season without their most important injuries? And then it goes further and further and further, and then talks about how the Titans could have a good argument for removing the week one loss to Arizona, which was 4 months ago. If you add Brown and Jones, the DVOA number shoots up quite a bit more, which ends up making them third in the NFL behind Tampa Bay and Green Bay if you take the Arizona loss out of that. And then he says, how we change which games matter for rating the Titans has a significant effect on what we think Tennessee's chances for victory are. If we use the Brown-Jones rating for the Titans, our estimate of their chances of winning in the divisional round goes up 10%. Use the Brown-Jones rating without week one, our estimate goes up 14%.
And you wonder why kids hate going to school, Ramon.
So while the Titans are the worst regular season team to earn a number one seed, they aren't really the worst number one seed as currently constituted. And while they shouldn't be considered the AFC favorites, their mediocre regular season does not mean they don't have a chance to hoist the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the postseason. Earning the number one seed despite all those injuries was certainly an accomplishment, and it's an accomplishment that significantly helps bring the Titans closer to their ultimate goal, a championship. Can I ask you a question, Mo? Yeah,
I'm listening.
How the... Do you have a mediocre regular season if you're the top seed in the AFC? How do you write that sentence and not realize what you're saying? You can say they shouldn't be considered the favorites because you think the Bills and Chiefs are better teams. You want to say that, I'll listen to that argument. But when you say they're mediocre regular season, by what? Your numbers?
Oh, no.
They're 12-5.
The other teams
they have the best ranking in the AFC. So this is a very, very long, I only read about half of it.
Wait, what?
I only read about
That's
half
only
of
half
it.
Of it?
I stopped it. I was just like, I'm not reading any more of some of this stuff.
You got me at the Brown Jones. I'm a bit real.
He makes the argument that the injuries, 17th in injuries because of this other website or whatever, and saying, look, the three best players on the defense played the entire schedule. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, top 12 defenders, as one example. Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you, because that's all I heard while you were reading that was.
Yeah. The Brown
Jones. Let me give you the Brown Jones argument real quick.
I for real got tears coming down.
Yeah, that's some turd stuff. Right
isolating
there.
Which games matter. And see, he talks about defense and isolating games and guys that were there and guys that weren't there.
Yeah.
Rashawn and Jayon and Fulton and T.R. Tart and da 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 da. Then he gets to this. Isolating which games matter on offense is another story. We could look at the Titans' offense solely before Henry broke his foot, but as Bill Barnwell pointed out last week, the Titans have roughly gotten the same performance out of Deontay Foreman in the second half of the season they got out of Henry in the first half. The same can't be said for the backup receivers who had to replace veterans Brown and Jones. The embarrassing early season loss to the Jets came with Brown and Jones out. The huge Week 12 loss to the Patriots came with Brown and Jones out. Brown played in the Week 11 loss to Houston but left early with the chest injury that cost him the next three games. The problem with trusting the numbers when Brown and Jones were available is that you're looking at a sample size of just half a season, most of which came over 2 months ago. Nonetheless, replace Tennessee's actual offensive DVOA number with the rating when both Browns and Jones were available, and now the Titans are no longer the worst number one seed ever. They're still among the worst number one seeds, but they would be near the bottom of that table above, not near the top.
Wow.
And then it shows the DVOA based on who was active in terms of receivers. DVOA for Titans games that were played this year is a negative 4.2, which is 20th. If just AJ's available, the negative 4.2 becomes plus 2.6, and they go up to 16th. Brown and Jones available puts them 8th in DVOA with a 10.7%. So all of this to say, numbers don't mean squat. These analytics are great. They sound great. They got all these tables and all this other kind of stuff. The only thing that matters is 60 minutes and who has more than the other team on the scoreboard at the end of it. But all of this is just like, there are times when I look at a lot of this stuff and I say to myself, I think we're overthinking some stuff here. Yeah. I know what DVOA is. We had Tanier tell us on Monday. Mm-hmm. It's the stat everybody uses because it looks at every play individually against an average team in a situation. But where you lose me is mediocre season at 12-5. And, you know, the injuries, it's not all injuries. That's a little overstated. No, it's really not. It's really, really not.
But you know what? They're saying they don't matter, but they're not also looking at the fact that you had Hollywood Cole come in and make big plays. You have a young rookie in there that's making big plays for you also. You had more injuries. You had injuries with Taylor Lewan and Roger Saffold out, and you had a young rookie left tackle go in and beat a premier team as San Francisco 49ers. Like, where is that? You know, like, that's where it kind of loses me a little bit, you know, because it seems to me is the DVOA is only about finding a chink in your armor to justify whether you win or lose. It's not necessarily how you overcome anything. It's about the deficits that you have on your team, or one bad play, a minus 2 yards doesn't seem like it means more to them than actually the next play getting 6. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I don't know, it's weird to me. Like, I get it now after hearing Tanier kind of break it down a little bit, but that's not the game. You know, it's part of it and what they're trying to bring to paper, but it's not the game.
No. I mean, he talks about, another thing that he goes into in this is about how most of the injuries didn't overlap. On defense, for example, you'd be like, one guy would go out, another guy would come back. You had one game where you were dealing with the most injuries to Titans defenders, and it was week 8 against the Colts.
Okay.
Because you had Rashawn and Jayon out. Christian Fulton and Tyre Tarte were all out. They won that game, 34-31, of course, and Colts turned it over 3 times. But they look at all of that, and then they talk about this. A couple of playoff teams have been particularly healthy, Buffalo and Cincinnati among them. And that's true. They have been. Remember what Rocky Boyman told us yesterday?
Sure did.
They've been healthy. Ravens were brutalized.
Oh.
Steelers dealt with some. The Browns, obviously.
Browns, definitely.
Their quarterback was banged up for half the year, and they had a lot of other issues. So you look at all of that, and now the Bengals are coming in not healthy. They've lost them. They've lost a few guys. I think Hendrickson plays, but they're not as healthy as they're used to being going into this game. And that to me is where, and I said this yesterday, that to me is where the bye week is such an advantage,
because
it's just one less game. It's one less drive you had to make on the old car.
Yeah. One less potential situation for injury. Like, no matter you're practicing, like, all of those things friggin' matter, dog. That's,
those are always physical games. And
because it's win or go home.
Right.
Like, guys really, you live by that in the playoffs, man. So if I can get you out of this game and help us win, you're going to leave, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
So when I read all of this, and I read maybe a half of it.
Dang.
It's a lot of words written by the guy that's in charge of Football Outsiders.
Yeah.
And what it really is like, what it's really basically trying to say is, look, don't blame me. My numbers are right, but I don't understand the Titans. It's like he doesn't know how to deal with this. And that's why I keep saying the Titans are the team that breaks analytics,
because all these advanced metrics and numbers and Pythagorean wins and all of this crap is just that when the Titans go out there and stomp teams into the ground and outperform them, which is why especially these people should all be voting for Mike Vrabel for Coach of the Year, because they can't even understand how the Titans are doing what they're doing.
No,
from their 1,000-foot view.
No lie, this is pretty much the same conversation I had in a group chat yesterday about the Titans. I had a buddy of mine who's a fan of another team. He's just like, you know, and I'm telling him the same stuff that you're saying to me right now. He was just like, oh man, big homie, this is what happens when your job make you a fan of the team you never played for. And I was just like, look, no, you're missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that I'm a fan of the team I'm covering now. It's like, yeah, I cover them. I do enjoy covering, but you can't take away from the fact of what they've done.
Mm-mm.
I was like, this team right here, and I started naming off teams. They had this situation. It was like the Titans had these two, and they still had wins. It was like, you hate them if you want to. Yeah, they lost to the Jets. Yeah, they lost to the Texans. I was like, but
there's no team in the league doesn't have a
bad
loss.
That was bulletproof.
Loss.
Right.
No team. The Bills lost to the Jags. Bills lost to Urban Meyer.
Let's talk about Tampa losing to friggin' Washington.
Right. And well, I mean, there've been bad losses across this league all year long.
I was like, you can't fault them for being the number one seed. I was like, they earned it. And it wasn't a heated conversation. It was just like, wow, I see what other fan bases see about this team. And I was just like, you can't knock them. I was like, and it was me and another friend of mine, like, telling them, you say what you want to, but you got to respect what they actually have done. You know, even with Miami coming here, we know Miami was a little bit of fluff, you know, but with the teams that they beat on that 7-game win streak. But that does a lot for a team as far as momentum goes. When you got to play them still, like, man, that's 7 wins. I'm going to be real, that's kind of intimidating. Like, man, they can get you if they can, and the Titans knocked them off. And on top of that, their coach got fired. Cully got fired. You broke Carson Wentz again. Like, there was another – what else happened in this season that Cully got fired, Flores got fired, Ryan Tannehill got outed again. Who else did you play that pretty much got put on the back burner because of the Titans? Who else was out there? Russ was done after that. I mean, you broke – there's numerous situations here. It was just like, well, you just got to tip your hat and move forward about the Titans.
Again, look, the analytics aren't being skewed against the Titans. The numbers just – the way that their formulas are set up, what they value – the Titans just don't make sense to them because they're just putting stuff into a spreadsheet. There's no bias involved in it, which I think, I don't know what it means. I mean, DVOA is what's used by virtually every rating system. It's now regarded as much more accurate than passer rating or QBR or a lot of those stats and things of that nature. So it's important inside the bubble of football and certainly inside the analytics bubble. But it doesn't really matter. And I think it's almost kind of funny that the Titans keep on, like, I could just see people sitting at desks trying to understand it, just throwing their pencils around, throwing their laptops around, because I don't know what this is. I don't understand any of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, they keep winning football games. It's real simple.
We got somebody in chat saying, well, since he didn't lose to the Jets and the Texans, well, since he also lost to the Jets and the Bears.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and the Browns. I don't care if it was week 17. You still took that L.
And, yeah, you can talk about bad losses all you want, but who cares? They're 12-5.
And I'm not.
They had less total losses than everybody else in the AFC.
This is just pure black and white here.
I like... I love getting in the weeds sometimes looking at some of these numbers too, but a lot of it, then my eyes roll back in my head like in The Undertaker in 1994.
That's who it was.
What?
Urban got fired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course. That was too easy. I figured it was already baked into the cake. 615-737-1045. John in the Borough. Eric in Nashville. All of this stuff. We will get to you. We're going to scout the Cincinnati Bengals offense at the top of next hour. Or defense, whatever it is, Moan starts talking.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
get back.
I'll be real. This is a good breakdown right here this time around.
As opposed to it not being good other time around.
I'm gonna be real. It's playoff ball, Shafe.
Dude, that's just like people, that's just gonna be like that's like when people are like, "Hey, can I be honest for a minute?" They're like, well, why have I been listening to you for the last hour?
You really think I'll be listening to you?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Excellent. Thanks for that.
What you been doing, man?
Appreciate it. Appreciate you lying to me for the last day and a half.
You know, honestly, it's what were you lying
about? That's what I'm saying.
It's just emphasis on the time.
Like when you're like, I'm going to be real with you, be like, yeah, because it's been fictitious. Mom's been a Pixar movie right up until now. Okay. He's like, I'm going to be real with you now.
It's been a trend on this show. It's been a friggin' trend on this show. Every Wednesday, by the end of this show, we need the man they call Inky, man. RJ and Phoenix, I'm with you today. We need some ink in our life, okay?
That was a laugh from an analytics nerd. I mean, it legitimately was. Both of them were, weren't they? Those are both 10-year laughs. We'll be right back. It's Jay Martin on 104.5 The Zone. That's right. That's Outlaw's State of Mind. Said you weren't going to do it and came right back with it.
It says Midnight Train to Memphis.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's Midnight Train to Memphis. You're right. I like this one, too, though.
That is a demerit.
You will play Outlaw State of Mind.
Not if you're going to threaten me.
What is going on in my laptop right now?
Mute, please.
That is a demerit.
Just give me a third one.
I'm going to give myself one for the demerit. The break.
Nobody wanted to hear that live. Mm-mm. Nobody was paying attention to it. John in the Borough. John, what's up?
What's up, John?
What's up, guys? Y'all, it's way too early for all that math. All right? Like, I've not had any coffee yet. All right? The only math that matters is that the Titans are 12-5.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's got how many rushing yards a game, whose defense, like, none of that matters. The Titans have defied expectations from the media, not from us, as J-Mark put it. We expected them to be in the Super Bowl this season. But from the national media, we've defied expectations all season long. So why does it surprise us that a bunch of football nerds went and created an Excel sheet that doesn't matter, has no bearing on the actual game? Ramon, when you win a game, does it matter if you win by 1 or 100?
W's and L's, baby. That's it.
That's it. Have a good day, guys.
Yep.
They didn't create a spreadsheet to make their point. That's just their numbers come out the way that they come out. Luckily, those numbers aren't the ones that matter. And like I said yesterday, Vrabel will take a 1-point win Saturday, next Sunday, and in the Super Bowl. He'll take 3 of them. The worst number one seeds by DVOA, by the way, one table that's in this piece. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of those teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of them won the Super Bowl. Every other one lost in the playoffs.
What was the one?
2015 Broncos. Yeah. With the defense.
There it is. The defense was monstrous, man.
Oh, yeah. It was all-time great.
I saw it firsthand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Chris.
I'm usually a pretty, you know, quiet listener. That's just kind of the person I am. But if crap like this keeps on coming out, I might have to be a little bit more vocal because I was in the middle of doing some work in my car, and that just completely stopped my train of thought. I got 3 things to say. Number one, the Tennessee Titans kind of need that kind of a viewpoint on them. It seems like when they're doubted, obviously we talk about this all the time,
mm-hmm.
they seem to excel, and then they seem to – you know, when it feels like they should win the game, then they might have a little bit of trouble. And then number two, if they are the most, you know, surprising team to have a regular season record like this, then why can't they be the most surprising team to win the Super Bowl? Like, it's, you can have the same, you know, if they're the first team with bad DVOA or this whatever to have such a good regular season, then they can be the first team with bad DVOA or whatever mm-hmm. to win the Super Bowl. And then the third thing is that if they keep on having – this kind of a situation, those metrics don't take into account physicality. Mm. So you mentioned the Broncos that year. They had the physicality aspect with the defense that you just can't put on a metric.
Mm-hmm.
Titans have a lot of physicality. I appreciate you guys for taking my call.
Sure. Choose a little violence, Chris. Every once in a while, you need to just show people, okay? That's all I got for you.
Eric in Nashville. The topic is dumb analytics. Eric, what's up?
Well, I woke up in a good mood. I'm still in a good mood, but I'm definitely choosing violence. So here's the thing. the previous caller said it. Analytics are good for some things, I guess, for people who probably never played football and just want to act like they're important. Analytics don't take in heart, desire, passion, talent, effort, any of those things. And I tell you what, if 12-5 is mediocre, bring me more mediocrity, because I sat through 2- and 3-win seasons with this franchise. So, as far, and so, hey, you know what? The Braves weren't analytically the favorite to win the World Series either, and see what happened there. So, as far as analytics go, they can analytic my backside. Go Titans, guys.
He did say, I'm going to choose violence. He did say that, Jay. We can't say we're surprised.
Hey.
He told us, and then he delivered on his promise.
So there's a second Eric in Nashville, maybe the Eric in Nashville. We'll get to him after the headlines, and then we're going to scout the Bengals offense, possibly, although the phone lines keep ringing. We're definitely going to do it today. But as I expected, I knew when I read it, I was like, all right, it literally posted at 6 a.m. Central Time this morning. So it was like, hey, I know you guys are starting your show. I'm going to go ahead and give you something to turn me into a villain. You know who loves DVOA and talks about it all the time?
Talk to me.
Robert Mays.
Oh.
You know who's on the show today?
Ooh.
Robert Mays. You know who's on the show in 25 minutes?
Talk to me.
Nate Washington. We'll be right back. Jay Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
Ooh.